Blog Talk Radio.
Use your black ass, sun to sun, sun to sun, sun to sun. Work your black behind to the gun. You use your black ass, sun to sun, sun to sun.
Money in the black bank, babies in the black school, food from a black farm, black hat, black shoes, black own everything, black wife, black news, liberating niggas from the scared to be black blues, Maggie Lena Walker, black talons in the mad pool, daddy was a pauper, immigration was a black bruise, black subjugation to an anti-black white rule, police infiltration by the anti-black hate rules, do black lives matter when the cops saw black dudes, black crime crackers used to justify their next move, black politicians running buried, that's how black lose, black leaders meeting black to poplar trees, next news. Black bodies swinging from the poplar trees, strange fruit. Black polished white face, vaudeville fame tune. Black caricature, picking any mammy and coons. Black people selling out for Grammys, that's a damn fool. Damn fool.
Niggas scared. Niggas scared. Work your black behind to the gun. Don't bleed me. Niggas scared. Niggas scared. Work your black behind.
Hoover tripping, black blood, black crips, now Pyrus and Hoover's tripping, black price, black life, religion isn't the prescription, black love, subtle shrugs when I say bring it to fruition, black smoking, white coking, getting locked up for addiction, black focus, white though, this would be a health condition, black 13%, a small bit of 300 million, but black nearly 50% of the prison system, black ass for education, funds deferred to prison building, black has to understand they profit keeping niggas in them, black Greek, they believe that's Victoria's Secret, black beat, black speech, banned if you ever speak it, black labor, that potato harvest on a prison farm. Black bought, at the car, on the shelf in Walmart. Turntables, record labels, profit from the prison business. Black rap in the trap, that's a mandatory sentence. Black youth, prep for prison, ain't he not a grade school? Black role, white judge, power structure, power move. Black hope, spirit broke, that's what this oppression do. Our niggas scared to death, this Urugu re-enslaving you.
Niggas scared.
Dollars, white collars, beast priests and false prophets, black prophets siphoned out of pockets due to economics, black doubters, black cowards, what the fuck is spending power, black power ain't ours, niggas scared to be about it, black Bentley popping bottles, smashing white supermodels, black rapper rapping about this manufacturing nigga shit, black six sour with piranha grip, pistol whip, black business music, model manage master slave shit, black artist pay for popping molly pushing e-music, black mask minivan, first one I Spotify, black out on your band cam, dark your light I Amazon, black heart, ghetto youth, I and I tools them. Black culture, I'm a soldier, danger to appropriators. Culture bandits understand indigenous originators. Rap art, ghetto spark, light from out the darkness even. Urban farmers with the harvest, corporations starve the seedlings. Black life, history, experience, and perseverance. 50 years of stupid struggle, trying to make these devils hear us. Black lips, black nose, black hearing what I'm wearing. Demonized to justify the genocide, they say we scare them.
Teach the seeds.
woman. Some know me as Queen Hatshepsut, Queen Nzinga, Harriet Tubman, and Winnie Mandela. From this day forward, I pledge my life to the liberation of my people. I will be a supportive, responsible, and loving mate. The black man will respect me, and he sees me, because I am the black woman, the original woman, mother of civilization and nurture of the black nation.
Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Or else they'll be zealots like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
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 I pledge allegiance to my black people. I pledge to develop my mind and body to the greatest extent possible. I will learn all that I can in order to give my best to my people and their struggle for liberation. I will keep myself physically fit, building a strong body free from drugs and other substances, which weaken me and make me less capable of protecting myself, my family, and my black brothers and sisters. I will unselfishly share my knowledge and understanding with them in order to bring about change more quickly. I will discipline myself to direct my energy thoughtfully and constructively rather than wasting them in idle hatred. I will train myself never to hurt or allow others to harm my black brothers and sisters, for I recognize that we need every black man, woman, and child to be physically, mentally, and psychologically strong. These principles I pledge to practice daily and to teach them to others in order to unite my people.
Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Or else they'll be zealots like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
Black power.
Teach the seeds.
Warfare.
Teach the seeds.
Economics.
Teach the seeds.
Black science.
Teach the seeds.
It's time to go back.
Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Due Knowledge Radio, place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah, and this is our Liberation Friday episode. And we are honored to have in our midst a true warrior for our people who is uncompromising, unapologetic, and is always still boldly against this Eurosexual assault. I speak of none other than the warrior, my brother and comrade, Dawah Israel is in the building. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Comes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others tonight's guest on our Liberation Friday episode of Due Knowledge Radio, none other than my brother, warrior, Dawah Israel in the building. Peace, brother Dawah.
Peace, brother. How you be?
Pretty good. How about you, brother?
I'm doing all right, brother. Doing all right.
All right.
Well,
Well, we're going to start off with a little introduction so you can take a few minutes to introduce yourself to the family.
All right, brother. For those that don't know, I am Brother Dawa Yisrael. I am the host of the show. A lot of you all probably out there probably know Dr. Umar Johnson, and I did a show back in 2010. He was on my show, Yazreel and I had a show in Chicago, Public Access Television show, and he came on and dropped some jewels that kind of, that fit right into what we're talking about tonight. What Dr. Umar said on my show years ago, September 18th, 2010, is exactly what we're dealing with right now. And I also wrote a book. I'm the author of a book, The Definition of the Broadcast, The Homosexual, Lesbian, Transgender, and Bestiality Assault on the Black Race. I went to Canada with that book on December 25th, Christmas of 2015, and was not allowed to go into Canada because of that book. They took all my books that I had, all my DVDs, all my music and everything. I'm a musician as well, so they took everything I had and sent me back with just myself. After 7 hours of being detained and having to strip naked and all this madness, because they tried to say I might have been bringing some drugs into Canada. When they couldn't find nothing on me, they tried to say that I was bringing drugs into Canada, so they had to do a strip search. Thank goodness they didn't actually try to violate me or actually physically touch me, because that probably would have been something different. I probably wouldn't be here right now, because I'm not going to let these crackers, do what they want, do what they've been doing to us for so long. But anyway, I'm a musician, talk show host, radio show host, co-host. I used to co-host with Sister Renee. Big up to Sister Renee for the graphics. She's always on it with that, I appreciate y'all, bro. I really do appreciate y'all for an opportunity to come out here and one more time and cyberspace world and deal with our people on this here very, very serious topic tonight.
That's right. Well, I'm thankful for you for taking time out of your schedule to come through, to actually break this down. I saw a presentation by Robert Irritated Genie of Southeast on this particular topic, right before the sister Monica Muhammad was like, yo, you got to have Dawa on the show. So shout out to that sister for reconnecting our connection. You understand what I'm saying? I was like, Dawa, that's the homie. Let me call Dawa. Let's do this again.
Yeah.
It's definitely an honor to have you back on. So however you want to start, wherever you want to start, I got the act pulled up. If you don't have it, but however you want to go, we could go.
Well, first of all, let me say this right quick. I was on my YouTube page. Actually, people could actually see me right now. But somehow I moved, and now the damn frame is froze. So I'm guessing people can still hear me, and if you can still hear me, then you can go to Knowledge Born Our Lake channel on YouTube, and you can, I guess, see the chat there. I'm just gonna shut this down, because I'm gonna shut down my YouTube connection, because these crackers ain't gonna allow me to do it. They just been froze the frame, So anyway, since I did a lecture on this. A show on this, and they actually put an age restriction on the show, so they don't really want this information out. So HR 2282, let's just get into it. Our people are always talking to us about the so-called civil rights movement, and
right,
Democrats are always pushing civil rights. And they're talking about Dr. King and his legacy. And, Europeans always use Dr. King when they want to justify not doing a damn thing against their damn other cracklings that, you know,
right,
make our lives all over the globe difficult. They don't ever want to admit, you know, that they are the same individuals who gave Dr. King or sent Dr. King, and they say they love him. They sent him a letter. This government sent Dr. King a letter and told him to kill himself.
Mm.
They told him to kill himself before they actually did it themselves. They talked about him like a dog, you know, after they're the ones who allowed him to get up there and say the things that he said. But the only thing they do is they talk about the nonviolence of Dr. King. That's what we always keep hearing from our so-called leaders, these politicians, these Democrats. They're always telling us that. You know, I was preaching the old Southern type of, you know, slave mentality from the pulpit, service, obey your masters in the flesh type of stuff. These boule, what you call a black caucus individuals, you know. But anyway, the civil rights movement, everybody they love so much. This HR 2282 is an amendment. You know, Europeans always come when they get ready to make an amendment, something which means they're going to make a slight change or what have you, whenever they get ready. This is why you can never, ever really say that you can't ever really confidently follow what comes out of Europeans' mouth, because they'll say something, as long as it's benefiting them, then they're cool with it. But they'll change it once the people they've been manipulating start to realize what's going on, you know. Realize, recognize what's really going on through our real eyes. Then we start to make changes, and they get attitudes about that. But anyway, it says, this bill amends the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to include sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity among the prohibited categories of discrimination or segregation in places of public accommodation. The bill defines sex to include a sex stereotype, sexual orientation, or gender identity, and pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition. Sexual orientation as homosexuality, heterosexuality, or bisexuality, and gender identity as gender-related identity, appearance, mannerisms, or characteristics, regardless of the individual's designated sex at birth. The bill expands the categories of public accommodations to include places of establishments that provide, check this out, public accommodations, right? You are in the public. They're going to take over your expedition. This is what they're going to take over, basically. The bill expands the categories of public accommodations. They want to be accommodated publicly when we are out doing whatever we're doing. They ain't got nothing. They don't have to have nothing to do with them. If we straight people or whatever are doing something, or anybody is doing any of these things, what I'm telling you, they're going to have the right to come in and disrupt that if this bill passes. That's what it says. Let me read it one more time. The bill expands the categories of public accommodations to include places or establishments that provide exhibitions, recreation, exercise, amusement, gatherings, or displays. Goods, services, or programs, including a store, a shopping center, an online retailer, or a service provider, a salon or saloon, depending on how you want to say it, a bank, a gas station, a food bank, a service or care center, a shelter, a travel agency, a funeral parlor, or a health care, accounting, or legal services, or transportation services.
Right.
All of that can be disrupted by these individuals at any given time if this bill passes. You could be having an expedition somewhere. You could be, you know, at a recreation center somewhere. You could be exercising in the gym. If a trans want to come in, homos want to come in and hit on you or whatever, they have the right to do that. They have the right to come in and disrupt the whole organization. The job, it's just like, I don't know if you all saw, I'm going to take a break here and talk about one person that I've seen, and I think we all need to pay attention. This white tranny, I think, I know Sister Renee to comment on this cracker. She said, just because you wear pink don't mean you make you a woman, sir. Exactly. This cracker went into a store somewhere. I forgot where he was at. He went into a store. It's straight up man. Ugly-ass cracker. Nothing but ugly-ass crackers. Man. Male. Okay? Obviously, he's a male. Everybody knows his ass is a male. But he went in this store and wanted to be called ma'am and laid hell, kicked over some of the merchandise, told them I'm going to call the corporate office. All this, he wanted to be called ma'am right then and there. Period. I don't give a damn. He didn't give a damn. He had a little purse, some old T-shirt and some jeans and some pants or something. I think a wig or some makeup. I don't know what the hell. But anyway.
I think I've seen that video with that damn dog. That dog walked in there with the pink on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen that.
This is how, that's just one little incident. He said he was going to call corporate and they were going to lose money. This is what these white trannies are ready to do now. They're ready to do that now. And see, Obama's one of the reasons why this here is possible, I believe, because Obama is the first president to allow a tranny into the White House. Obama has emboldened these crackling faggots. He's emboldened them. He's made them, you know, they got a whole lot more, they're a whole lot better than they've been. You know what I'm saying? He even gave them energy. You know, they energize these goddamn crackers to do what they've been doing forever. You see? The government is really tired. We had 8 years of Obama, okay? We had 8 years of a man in the White House, and he's the only man, again, out of 8 years as a president that invited a tranny into the White House. What was that about? There had to be some significance in that. There had to be some significance in us knowing about that, because we didn't have to know about that. That wasn't something that was on the news that was just, okay, on CNN or CBS or ABC. That wasn't something that aired that he wanted the world to just see. But the problem is that these that put him in office made sure that the world got a chance to see and know that Obama is the first and only, as far as I know, president that had a tranny come and dance in the White House, which should be very significant to us because Obama had a so-called black wife, the first and only indigenous wife that I know of any damn president in the White House. And she sat there and let her husband bring that train in the White House. And she didn't come and say a damn word about it. They're in this thing together. Obama, his wife, or whatever, Michael. I'm just going to say Michael. Okay, I'm just going to say Michael because Obama said Michael. All right. Now, I know some Michelles, and damn it, I ain't never called no Michelle that I know no damn Michael. He did it twice, and he never corrected, so I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to say him and Michael. Okay, Obama and Michael was in office 8 years, and then one of them did a damn thing about that damn training that came into the White House. Okay? They could stop that racist, though.
What they say they coming to America, Israel? His mama called him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay.
There we go. I mean, come on now. The man did correct it twice. And they made sure, again, the powers that be made sure we heard that. And, let's not forget, Joan Rivers.
Right.
Joan Rivers said something about Obama's wife being a tranny. And she went to the doctor to get her mouth fixed, throw her something down to her mouth, or throw her something like that, and a whole old doctor came in there to relieve the other doctor. Said, I got this player. And we ain't never heard from her since. They silenced her ass because she said that Michelle was a tranny.
Mm.
Anyway, that's just another piece, something for y'all to think about. I know some people get mad about that, but I'm not saying that's the case. I am saying that it's quite strange that a man that's married would bring a tranny into the White House of all of the things that you can do. That's quite strange. And that that so-called indigenous black woman from the south side of Chicago sat there and allowed her husband to bring a damn tranny into the White House and she didn't straight snap off? She down with it, okay? Michael is down with the tranny. I don't give a damn what nobody else say. That's a fact. Now, it says, this back to the bill. The bill expands the – hold on. Oh, I thought somebody said no. The bill prohibits establishment – establishment is in quotation. The bill prohibits establishment from being construed to be limited to a physical facility or place. See, now your establishment ain't just a physical place no more. No, they don't go beyond the physical places. Let's see what they're talking about. The Department of Justice may bring a civil action if it receives a complaint from an individual who claims to be just like that damn tranny. Okay, let me read that again. The Department of Justice may bring a civil action if it receives a complaint. It's a complaint. From an individual, just one damn person who claims to be denied equal utilization of public facility owned, operated, or managed by a state other than public schools or colleges on account of sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity, or denied admission to or not permitted to continue attending a public college by reason of sexual orientation or gender identity, thereby expanding DOJ's existing authority to bring such actions for complaints based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. The bill revises public school desegregation standards to provide for the assignment of students without regard to sexual orientation or gender identity. Another revising. The bill revises public school desegregation standards to provide for the assignment of students without regard to sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill prohibits employers with 15 or more employees from discriminating based on sexual orientation or gender identity, subject to the same exceptions and conditions that currently apply to unlawful employment practices based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Employers must, this is where it starts, anyway, this whole thing is crazy, but check this out. Employers must recognize individuals in accordance with their gender identity if sex is a bona fide occupational qualification that is reasonably necessary to the normal operation of that particular business or enterprise. The bill provides government employees with protections against discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. DOJ may intervene to in equal protection against, DOJ may intervene in equal protection actions in federal court on account of sexual orientation or gender identity. Protections against discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or national origin shall include protections against discrimination based on, number one, an association with another person who is a member of such a protected class. Check that out. An association with another person who is a member of such a protected class. So you see, they're going to make it where if you got a gay friend or tranny friend or whatever, you can get over too, basically. An association with another person who is a member of such a protected class or a perception or belief, even if inaccurate, that an individual is a member of such a protected class. The bill prohibits the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 from providing a claim, defense, or basis for challenging such protections. See that? The bill prohibits the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 from providing a claim, defense, or basis for challenging such protections. So you cannot go to the preacher, to the church, and get no protection no more under this bill, the freedom, the Religious Freedom Act, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. That's done. Can't get no protection from that no more. If they think it, you're connected to a homo, you're good. If they think that, it ain't got to be true. This is beyond damn crazy. If they think you gay and you down with gay, then you good, basically. That's all it is. Whether you down with it or you're not, whether you are that or you're not, if you're associated with that any type of way they think you are, you good. But if you're not down with it, then what you think will happen? It's quite obvious. Just like Umar said in the show, you ain't got nothing coming, basically. If you're not a homosexual, lesbian, tranny, whatever, if you're not down with that, if you're not opening your mouth to publicly say this and make it known, there will be no more hiding in the shade. A lot of people have been saying, well, as long as they don't mess with me and my family, you know, I'm good. They can do what they want. Well, that's not going to be no more. Everybody's going to have to draw a line. The line, as a matter of fact, this H.R. 2282 is the line that's drawn in the sand. We're either going to stand on one side against it, or we're going to stand on the side that's for it, because there is no middle ground with this here. The bill prohibits an individual from being denied access to a shared facility. Check this out. A shared facility. The bill prohibits an individual from being denied access to a shared facility, including a restroom, a locker room, and a dressing room, that is in accordance with the individual's gender identity. So again, right back to this crazy white boy that we just saw. And that store go in there and kick over all them damn goods. I'm pretty sure he know about H.R. 2282, and they're ready to implement this shit. They can go in any business and just disrupt it. So a white man can wake up, or a black man, any man, woman, male or female, can wake up one day and say they want to be the opposite sex and walk into your business, and there it is. Lawsuits and everything if you don't want to comply. So whatever they say. All they got to do is say he was discriminating against me or she was discriminating against me or whatever. Just one person can shut down your whole damn establishment, basically, if this law is passed. It also says the bill amends Fair Housing Act. Check this out. The bill amends Fair Housing Act, the Equal Opportunity Act, and Jury Selection Standards to add sexual orientation and gender identity as classes protected against discrimination under such laws. There it is. You will not be able to say nothing to these people. Whatever they do to you, they can violate you. You have no rights, basically, when it comes down to a homosexual, a tranny, a lesbian, or someone that's saying they want to be of the opposite sex, but it's not. And clearly it's not. Everybody can see it. It doesn't even matter. This is where this government is going. That's the whole entire H.R. 2282 bill. Basically taking away all the rights in for anyone that wants to be straight. If you want to teach your children about being straight, and these trannies and homosexuals and people that don't believe in them, even those that are not that way but they don't have that view, all they got to do is go tell anybody else, any one of them trannies, and they're faggots or lesbians or whatever, any one of those people associated with the LGBT groups, okay? And it says even sometimes, even if it's false and you're not attached to the groups. I mean, I don't know what y'all think about that, but if there has ever been a time to stand up against pedophilia and get our houses in order,
that's right,
and shut down people like an R. Kelly, and you know, this shows us right now. R. Kelly is on the scene right now. We're talking about R. Kelly, and here this H.R. 2282,
right,
is up, and we have the government shutdown.
Government shutdown, right?
All this stuff going on simultaneously. People are saying that the R. Kelly situation is a distraction. I'm going to tell you, This R. Kelly situation really, to me, shows us where we are when it comes down to H.R. 2282. And we're not ready to defend our children against this because we're not even defending our babies right now, our daughters right now, as a whole, against R. Kelly. We're not ready. We're not ready. And they know exactly what they're doing. We ain't ready for H.R. 2282. Too many of us accept molesters among us, our ranks. And R. Kelly proves it. We'd rather step in the name of love than to fight in the name of freedom. And that's a goddamn shame. We'd rather go somewhere and dance and step in the name of love than fight for freedom. Fight in the name of freedom for our children. And it's a sad case. This whole bill is about the children. These grown men, they know they're crazy. They know damn way they don't know they're crazy. But they don't give a damn. Because the push really is not for the adults. They want the children. That's why they put the little white boy named Desmond. They called him Desmond the Amazing. He's a little transgender, whatever, already. And he's 11 years old. I think he's 12 now, whatever. Anyway, I said he's 11 years old. He was just dancing in a gay bar in New York. The damn bar, as far as I know, I don't think the bar been closed down. I don't know if anybody been arrested, but I don't even understand how the hell an 11-year-old boy can go into a bar. I don't understand that. Until I go into the mindset of Europeans who've always been faggots, lesbians, trans. This is all a madness. They want the world to accept the way they've been living in them damn caves and in houses before they came out. How did they start coming out and trying to pursue the so-called American dream until 1840s? Before then, they kept all their freaks. You see, back in the day, a tranny walking around want to be, you know, a tranny, that was a freak. White folks even said they was freaks. Back in hell, homosexuality was considered a mental illness until 1972 by the and APA is the one who changed it. They know they damn crazy. They've been nuts. But again, in the 1840s, Europeans wanted to come out and mingle among people. And when they did so, they had to have something that they, you know, something to entertain them. And what they used was their misfits that they had in them basements and the misfits that they had in the attics, them crippled, deformed crackers, them faggots, trannies, less all of them freaks. They pulled them out and they put them in amusement parks and carnivals. This is why we got carnivals and amusement parks, which were no more than freak shows back in the day. But the Europeans took the freaks out of Great America. He took the so-called freaks out of Walt Disney. Now, if you pay attention, now they're homosexuals. See? If you go to Walt Disney, we're talking about children here. I'm talking about Desmond, the little boy, 11 years old. Now, let's deal with Disney World, which ain't nothing but a damn freak show. That's all it was. All amusement parks. All that, like, those places came out of the freak shows of the 1800s and shit. That's where it comes from. Carnivals, too. That's what we're looking at. The European is trying to find a way now to turn this whole globe into a damn freak show. You got Arab men over in Arabia that are sat down and gave a damn robot a so-called female robot named Sophia citizenship. Men did this. These are so-called Arab men that got millions of dollars. Someone probably got 3-4 wives, and they sitting up there listening to a damn robot on stage talk. These people know they crazy. It's not just the white man, though. It's the Arab man.
Right.
That's getting in this same damn movement, this sexual dysfunction movement that's taking over the globe. It's the Asians, too. They make it sex dolls, stuff like that. All these people are giving away some conventional or giving away some intercourse. And they want us to get away from intercourse, too. They're pulling totally away from all that we know of as intercourse. But anyway, back to Disneyland. The freaks are hiding behind the scenes at Disneyland. It's these damn pedos. Y'all heard, I know some of y'all probably know about the stories like Corey Hamlin came out and blasted all them damn pedophiles that was tearing into his anus. and a whole bunch of others in Hollywood, right? Sinead O'Connor had came on and talked about the Catholic priests and the white Catholic priests, how terrible they were years ago. You see what I mean?
Right.
White folks have been molesting their kids forever, and that's all Disney was. Walt Disney is a pedophile himself. These people also have NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association, that they've never stopped.
Yep.
They have Jews out here who's sucking on babies' penises and giving the babies herpes. They've been,
right.
These are freaks. These Jewish priests are no more than freaks sucking on the baby's penis. That's a damn, that's something that would have been in a freak show. These are freaks that came out in front of us because they desensitized us to their savagery by constantly showing us images of horror movies and, you know, then constantly killing and slaughtering folks. And the news are always killing, who got killed and stuff. They're constantly showing us that life doesn't really mean too much. You see, so
right.
When you see a cracker Jewish priest sucking on a baby's penis, you don't say that's a freak. You don't go crazy and say, what the? You know, we should have been snapping like, what the? You know, but we didn't. Because collectively, us as indigenous people, we don't really give a damn about what they do to our children. And the Europeans don't give a damn about what they do to their children. And the Arabs, they do it to their children. The Asians do it to their children. It's all over the globe. It's like the parents and the adults are hating on the children. Like, what the fuck? All these snatchings of children, child trafficking, all this stuff plays into H.R. 2282. R. Kelly, man, we need to be sitting down paying attention. While the government is shut down, we need to be paying attention very closely to the fact that this government shutdown is actually a good thing for our asses. And the reason why I say that is because you got a whole bunch of people from Mexico. I got a relative, a brother, a cousin who lives on the border. He told me about the lifestyle of those Hispanic men over there in Mexico. He said they'll snatch a girl like 12 or 13 years old. They just grab her 11, 12 years, rape her, and she becomes their wife. It's their culture. It's the way they get down, period. That's what I was told. He talked to King, and he lived right there in Cali, right on the border, right on the border. So everything Donald Trump has said about these, they rapists, they killers, he ain't been lying, even though I don't give a damn about Donald Trump. I'm just telling you the facts. Facts are facts, no matter who tells them. These folks that at the border are none more than damn rapists, any damn way. He shut the border. Let me tell you something else. The Democrats are the ones who want to implement H.R. 2282. Trump knows this. Trump is a gangster. Trump is a gambler. And Trump... Well, you know, if you play any type of card game, and the Trump card hit the table, everything you thought you had is over. The Trump card just sends shockwaves through the whole damn room. That's what he
right.
does. He's setting the whole damn thing up. He's stopping by shutting the government down. I think it's kind of giving him a little time so they can implement what they want to implement. I think they have to be. The government has to be open and up and running for them to implement H.R. 2282. If I'm not mistaken, hopefully somebody can correct me, but I believe in order for them to really institute this, the government has to be open, up and running. If I'm not mistaken, and Trump is talking about he ain't going to open it. He don't foresee it opening until the wall is built. He don't see the wall being built until until election time. That's what he's saying. So, and then they're also telling us we got 6 weeks of the power grid, 6 months the power grid may go down. So we got to get ready for up to 6 months of having to take care of ourselves. All this is very important. Very important. It's interesting that we're sitting here right now at the brink of this government shutdown and possibly these crackers starting a civil war and try to impeach Trump and all this. We're sitting here in the midst of this looking at R. Kelly, which should let us all see into our personal lives, black people or indigenous people in America. We should look at R. Kelly and this situation and say we have got to face our demons. We got some molestation that's been running rampant through our communities for years and years, and we have not dealt with it. And now we've got to deal with it here at this critical time when all this other stuff is going on. So I don't say that R. Kelly is a distraction. No. That Negro and his evil is making us look at ourselves because we are the reason why R. Kelly really is basically what he is. R. Kelly pissed on our daughters, and we kept on stepping in the name of love. He made excuses, and we're still making excuses. Just like all the rest of these damn nations out in brought up, the Asians, they don't give a damn about their children and women. Asian men don't give a damn about their children and women. White men don't give a damn about their children and women. Arab men don't give a damn about their children and women. And now we don't give a damn, and we are the lovers of the goddamn planet. We the ones they model love after the black man or the indigenous man. Yet we don't give a damn for the most part. That's why we looking crazy at R. Kelly. We don't know what to do with this. Oh, that's a distraction. Oh, man, why come they ain't talking about, what's his name? Hugh Hefner. Why can't he run so-and-so? Why? Hugh Hefner and any other cracker is not R. Kelly.
Right.
Period. Who gives a damn about what them crackers do to little crackers? Why give a damn about that? What have we done to our children? R. Kelly shows us what we've done to our children because R. Kelly said himself he was touched. And I guess he didn't get no healing. So he went out to become the Pied Piper of R&B. And all of us that have any type of education, any education, should have set up, should have stopped following his ass right in and there. All of us should have stopped. When he said, I'm the Pied Piper of R&B, we should have stopped right in and there. Because that story is a horrible story. Horrible. It's a story that took place in Germany, the land of many goddamn germs, okay? Germ many. The rat boy country, Germany, okay? Now, he was a rat charmer. He played the flute. They had a rat infestation in Germany. Rats everywhere. This is their story now. And they needed somebody to come and charm the rats. They didn't know what to do. They called the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper came with his flute. He played his flute, charmed the rats. The Germany was able to go be back up and running again. All right, back in their same damn filth and faggotry and goddamn savagery and all other shit they were doing. I guess the rats were getting too much, eating too many damn people or whatever. So they wanted to stop that. So they come the rats down through the Pied Piper. But they agreed to pay the Pied Piper for his services. And when they did not pay him, he internalized all his anger on the children. When the Pied Piper didn't get what he wanted from the adults, he turned on the children. R. Kelly never got healing from no adults. I'm pretty sure he went to them. I'm pretty sure. It's like the average young black male or female goes to somebody in our family and tell them he was touched by some uncle or some brother or big sister or whatever the hell, it's a cousin male or female.